This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
People ask me, and that's why I say it every hour. They say, are you fake? No, everything I say, I believe. Unless I'm doing a comedy piece and it's satire. And I tell you it's satire. I don't even do a lot of satire now because it's just things are so serious. But I get pent up. I get really upset. And then I just let it out on air. And then sometimes when I really get upset and realize that I'm absolutely on target and that they're going to cause a civil war, kill Trump, you name it, if we don't stop them. I mean, I want to do something. It's like knowing your neighbor's house is on fire, kids out in the street about to be run over by a truck. I mean, you get upset. I care. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, but, man, I've been in restaurants. Like I told the story, my son was only about a year old, and I'm in a restaurant, and I go to the bathroom, come back out, the family, and they're going, 911, call 911, call 911, like a bunch of birds around this woman turning blue and leaning over the table, and I go, Heimlich maneuver. They're like, 911, sir, we are waiting for 911. The ambulances are being called. And I'm just like, she'll be dead in 4 minutes. So I had to actually push these beta males and people aside. It was a little Madeline restaurant, and I had to get in there, and this woman probably weighed 250 pounds, and she was an older Down syndrome person. Well, one of the older ones I've seen, probably 40. And I got her, picked her up, got the food out. It was a big old piece of bread. It was like a huge chunk. Turns pink, turns white. Oh. And I knew that they'd sue me or something because I kind of felt a rib doodle something. I mean, she was hard to get up. And they were all going, oh, thank you, you're a hero. Oh, my God, it's a wonderful. Is she okay? I knew these are rats. Get away. I'll be sued. I can't even help anybody. It's like when cops help people and they get sued. So it's like, I'm not one of those people, okay? I don't claim to be Mr. America or Captain USA or any of this stuff and have all the answers, but I'm telling you, I'm not out to get people. And let me show TV viewers who's not out to get you as well. This is on Infowars.com by Dan Lyman. Trump Farage planned massive charity rally in UK, breaking parliamentary blockade. Yeah, Trump's not allowed to come speak to the parliament. American presidents aren't welcome because they don't want to have open borders and be globalist. I mean, how ridiculous is that when you sit back and look at all this? President to bypass politicians, raise money for British vets instead. And look at those two guys, man. That photo, I remember I was taking there working late at night, planning stuff right after Trump won. And he says, ah, ha, ha. Compare that to photos of Hayden and Crapper, Brennan, and other miscreant creatures, and little know-it-all twits like Crystal. Just compare that. Look at the arrogance. Can you imagine? Okay. I told you the big news is coming up. I need to settle down. I'm not going to apologize for earlier because it's what we need to be doing, getting upset. It's some really good things are happening. Overall, things are very, very positive, but they're still so dangerous. It's like you look at your son or your daughter that's doing good in school, working out hard, loves God, strong. And it makes you love them that much more and worry about it that much more. So I'm worried about the prodigal sons here. Because let me tell you, the amount of movement and the bunkers being built and Obama moving in saying he's at war with Trump and all the buildup to try to take the president out and CIA people saying he's a enemy agent, he's a, quote, domestic enemy and needs to be taken out on CNN. I mean, they've now hit that level. So if you're not in the streets, if you're not rallying, if you're not, don't wait for others. Just go do it at your capitals, at your city halls, at your call into C-SPAN. In fact, I'm going to talk when we come back about what I know Trump should do. And Mr. President, you're really smart. They got you on a dizzying schedule trying to get your cabinet in so you can like actually govern. But they're going to sabotage you before that ever happens. This is the big push right now. If Trump beats this one, they're going to diminish and it's not going to be as bad. But this is it. I mean, my gut tells me, I mean, I can hardly sleep at this point. I am just completely, I mean, you know, I'm trying to control myself. Okay? because, I mean, this is it. This is it, and this is for all the marbles. The globalists are getting their asses kicked right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I've been saying we're the resistance to the globalists for 20 years. And now, what do you see the number one Democratic Party operative, Facebook, Twitter, Google, all of them saying? They are the resistance. Michael Moore is the resistance. No, the entire corporate media, all the big globalist foreign banks, all the big foreign, you know, evil countries like communist China and Saudi Arabia, they're all weighing in, and all the rogue elements of the CIA are all weighing in saying Trump's a, quote, domestic enemy on CNN, Evan McMullen last night, and needs to be taken out. The president is announcing his new secretary, and he's in the press conference now, but he had a statement on the media and their deception, and I've been saying this. He lost the first debate because he was nice and didn't go on the offense. So what if she's a woman? She's a criminal. She sucked Haiti dry. She's a war criminal. Benghazi. He goes on and on. He tore up in the second one, and he dominated. And he surged the polls. Trump has to come out, and Paul's going to do an article on this. We've covered it a lot, how China and Saudi Arabia and others openly funded Hillary and say, okay, you have your investigations. If my people talk to Russians, I'm the president. Of course we talk to the Russians over the phone, or I'm going to meet with Putin. That's what he should say. You think the public's that dumb? And we're going to now have an investigation of the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians and everybody else openly bragging that I wasn't going to win because they were giving money to Hillary. And just start indicting these people. Sessions needs to be turned loose. Not vindictively. Hillary needs to go to prison. We sell Hillary for prison 2017. And on the back it says, deport Soros. And there are petitions at whitehouse.gov right now to deport Soros. Trump needs to go on the offense. Or I'm here to tell you, Mr. President, I began saying on November 10th, they're going to say you're a Russian agent. They're going to build it up in a continuum until they say you're a Russian agent, need to be overthrown, so they can get a group to believe they followed orders in case they get stopped or defeated, to follow orders to try to kill you, claiming you're a Russian agent, and use that as a cover story if the public learns about it. And you, of course, understand this is going on. They're trying to get rid of the head of your private security right now. You know they've got the Secret Service infiltrated. That's admitted. Most of them are good people. But the federal government has been totally infiltrated by globalist operatives. And here's the deal. I want to fix things peacefully. We've gone a long way. I used to argue with CIA people and stuff that I'd talk to on air and off air. Again, I'm not with the CIA. I talked to everybody. And they'd say, oh, we need to have our own conservative or libertarian spring here in this country. We need to take these people on. And I said, we're kicking their butt in the info war. That's why they stage false flags to blame us. We don't need to get violent. We need to get political and win. But we have elected a president. We have foreign multinational groups involved, openly giving money to build a bunker 2 miles away with Obama in it with 30,000 activists to try to overthrow the president. That's illegal. That's not free speech. That's called espionage. That's called sedition. That's called paramilitary stuff the CIA did in a bunch of countries to overthrow them. And they're openly running this operation. And I get they want to trick Trump into overreacting, but it's not overreacting when they're committing crimes. So at this point, the president has a responsibility to have a big press conference, lay out what they've done. If his own people, I know Bannon knows what's going on, can't lay it out, we're more than happy. I don't say the president does or says what we say or do, but yeah, he gets our points. We've already got the reports out. We'll codify them, put it all out. We'll show you where they bragged that they ran the election and they gave money. The Saudis bragged they funded Hillary 20%. Totally illegal. Arrest her ass right now. It's not hard to do. And by the way, I'm not stupid. Everybody else is scared to say this and do this in his entourage and in Congress because they all know what happens. I'm not scared. God's going to take care of my kids and my family. That's all that matters. I am so convinced there's no future with them winning. I'm not going to just sit here and play patsy cake with these people and halfway fight them. I'm not playing games. If I'm one thing, you can say Alex Jones is genuine. Genuine article. And what does that mean? I'm not going to support a fifth column of pedophiles and scumbags that openly say they're going to be rich and we're all going to be poor, and then a man comes in who's Americana and delivers on what he said he'd do. And they're just fighting to make sure you don't learn he did what he said he'd do. Quite frankly, since Andrew Jackson or George Washington, I've never seen anything like this. Right now, Trump is already in the top three presidents of all time. And notice his office is full of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, and the CIA in public affairs puts out reports going, okay, he's totally for real. He wants Americana. Oh, my God, he's going to take over our whole operation that we built worldwide using American money and power. But what are you going to do? Le Pen is saying everything I say, everything Trump says, because it's the truth. Le Pen isn't listening to me. Le Pen's listening to me from 20 years ago. And Barry Goldwater from 50 years ago, and Ron Paul from 30 years ago, and Matt Drudge from 21 years ago. Those ripples went out across the globe, and now they're devastating. And if you think ripples from 20, 30 years ago are hurting you right now, what do you think's going to happen when the tsunami mega waves hit? And they're coming in quicker. It's not going to take 30 years now. They're coming in 6 months apart, months apart, weeks apart, days apart, hours apart, minutes apart. You think you'll stop human ascension and God's plan? All that matters is that my spirit be lined up with God's and God's plan and to be a good person and try to build and try to help people. That's what matters. It's the test to not be with them. The planet doesn't even matter. in the final equation. Temporal power is nothing. What matters is our choice now, not being with the fallen scum. That is Hayden and Evan McMullen and the rest of them and Brennan. They can't even get good-looking, strong men to serve them who have killed hundreds of people and done terrible things because they still have souls. They can't join with killing their ancestors' country and overrunning a great plan. So many people did evil things, they believed, for America. And the whole time, they were doing it for dirtbags that hate this country more than anything in the universe. How dare them say that national sovereignty and freedom came from the Russians? It comes from humans that want freedom. And the stronger the humans, the more they're going to want that. And they hate the kinship of nations against the global technotronic threat. Trump must move not against the mindless people attacking women and burning things and shooting cops in the back. That's bad, but you know, that's their free speech to kill the cops. I'm being sarcastic. All you do is you move against Soros and his controllers and the Clintons. You get a couple hundred people. You've got all the data on them. Their open statements are criminal. You indict them and just have a war. Let them dump all their dirt out. It doesn't matter. You indict them. Bring them in. Burn the whole thing down. Restore the Republic. Launch the Phoenix. Do it. Do it. Come on. Let's go. They want to fight? You want one? Let's go. I want one too. You're going to get one. You're already feeling one. So you just keep pushing it, you little pieces of crap. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to be getting away with it anymore, are you? You think your wills are so strong, you have no idea. God bless Donald Trump and what he's done. God Almighty. You looked at Sessions getting sworn in. I've been watching Sessions for 20 years. I've never seen Sessions so freaked out and so scared. Sessions was shaking because he knows he's going to get the green light to go after him. And he knows he and his wife and his family are on the very front edge of that sucker. Let me tell you something. It's not scary when you're on the right edge of good. It's so strong when you start getting close to God, and God says, this is what I want you to do, and you know you're joining all the good people in history. It is the best thing in the universe, and it's something these devil worshipers will never understand, and they will never feel. Now, I'm going to skip this break because I want to get to this part with Trump that they already grabbed out when he first responded to the media. And as strong as this is, it isn't strong enough. He needs to throw them all out of the White House. We're already in a civil war. Why keep pretending they're openly calling for his murder and overthrow on CNN? When you get to that point, you have to move. Go to the clip.
Am I making this presentation directly to the American people with the media present, which is an honor to have you this morning, because many of our nation's reporters and folks will not tell you the truth and will not treat the wonderful people of our country with the respect that they deserve. And I hope going forward we can be a little bit different and maybe get along a little bit better if that's possible. Maybe it's not, and that's okay too. Unfortunately, much of the media in Washington, D.C., along with New York, Los Angeles in particular, speaks not for the people, but for the special interests and for those profiting off a very, very obviously broken system.
Dead pause. Back this up. This is so epic. This is back it up. Start at the beginning. He's declaring the criminal cities where the mafias are. New York, which he knows and built his empire despite them, in L.A., who just are out to hurt us and hate us. And he goes, I'd like to work with you. I'd like you to run up the white flag. All I'll do is give you prosperity. But I'm sorry, we're not going to have child kidnapping and murder rings. I mean, he's telling you, listen, it's going to stop. It's over. You wanted to kill the country. You wanted to bring the world into depression and have wars. We're not suicidal. That's all this is. You know, but you don't want that? Okay. So I trust Trump. I he knows what to do. It's just that this is hardcore, folks. The energy level is 100 times what I've ever felt it. Okay. I can't even eat. I haven't even eaten. I see all the data. I know what they're planning. And then all over the world, nationalism is exploding. They're losing. That's why it's so dangerous. Let's continue with the president from the start. Sorry.
This morning, because many of our nation's reporters and folks will not tell you the truth and will not treat the wonderful people of our country with the respect that they deserve. And I hope going forward we can be a little bit different and maybe get along a little bit better if that's possible. Maybe it's not, and that's okay, too. Unfortunately, much of the media in Washington, D.C., along with New York, Los Angeles, in particular, speaks not for the people, but for the special interests and for those profiting off a very, very obviously broken system. The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. We have to talk about it to find out what's going on, because the press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control. I ran for president to represent the citizens of our country. I am here to change the broken system so it serves their families and their communities well. I am talking and really talking on this very entrenched power structure, and what we're doing is we're talking about the power structure. We're talking about its entrenchment. As a result, the media is going through what they have to go through to oftentimes distort, not all the time, and some of the media is fantastic, I have to say. They're honest and fantastic. But much of it is not. The distortion, and we'll talk about it. You'll be able to ask me questions about it. But we're not going to let it happen, because I'm here again to take my message straight to the people. As you know, our administration inherited many problems across government and across the economy. To be honest, I inherited a mess. It's a mess. At home and abroad, a mess. Jobs are pouring out of the country. You see what's going on with all of the companies leaving our country, going to Mexico and other places. Low pay, low wages, mass instability overseas, no matter where you look. The Middle East, a disaster. North Korea, we'll take care of it, folks. We're going to take care of it all. I just want to let you know, I inherited a mess. Beginning on day one, our administration went to work to tackle these challenges. On foreign affairs, we've already begun enormously productive talks with many foreign leaders, much of it you've covered, to move forward towards stability, security, and peace in the most troubled regions of the world, of which there are many. We have had great conversations with the United Kingdom and meetings, Israel, Mexico, Japan, China, and Canada. Really, really productive conversations. I would say far more productive than you would understand. We've even developed a new council with Canada to promote women's business leaders and entrepreneurs. Very important to me, very important to my daughter Ivanka. I have directed our defense community, headed by our great general, now Secretary Mattis. He's over there now working very hard to submit a plan for the defeat of ISIS, a group that celebrates the murder and torture of innocent people in large sections of the world. It used to be a small group. Now it's in large sections of the world. They've spread like cancer. ISIS has spread like cancer. Another mess I inherited. And we have imposed new sanctions on the nation of Iran, who's totally taken advantage of our previous administration. And they're the world's top sponsor of terrorism. And we're not going to stop until that problem is properly solved. And it's not properly solved now. It's one of the worst agreements I've ever seen drawn by anybody. I've ordered plans to begin for the massive rebuilding of the United States military. Had great support from the Senate. I've had great support from Congress generally. We've pursued this rebuilding in the hopes that we will never have to use this military. And I will tell you, that is my... I would be so happy if we never had to use it. But Our country will never have had a military like the military we're about to build and rebuild. We have the greatest people on earth in our military, but they don't have the right equipment, and their equipment is old. I used it. I talked about it at every stop. Depleted. It's depleted. It won't be depleted for long. And I think one of the reasons I'm standing here instead of other people is that, frankly, I talked about we have to have a strong military. We have to have strong law enforcement also.
All right, let's stop right there.
So we do not go.
There's more of the press conference coming up. That's from about 10 minutes ago, because we can obviously go back to the beginning. And we'll have some of the excerpts for you of some of the press conference. We have a live feed of it at Infowars.com if you want to look at it. The reason I've got so upset is things couldn't be more historical. Never in the history of the world has something gone on like this. I mean, this is unbelievable. And never before have we had such crazed, crazy, evil, corrupt people in charge who were so arrogant that the outgoing CIA director told the president, watch his mouth. I mean, this is just total belligerence by the hijackers of this country. I want to be clear, whether it's the NSA or the CIA or Defense Intelligence or on and on and on, it's just people like you and I. But when you get into these globalists and these neocons and these leftists, they all support world government. And they all want to be the technocrat class that serves the big mega banks, serves the big Googles. And the rest of us just don't exist. They're a bunch of very, very selfish, very, very evil people. And it'd be one thing if they were like super strong and doing some great things and inventing all this stuff. And then they said, oh, you're all ugly. We're going to kill you. I'd still fight back because I want to survive. It's like they're the worst scum that snuck in and used our goodwill and our blind spot to hijack civilization. And now we're telling us we don't have a place in the future. Hey, I got a little newsflash for you. If you want me to die, no, 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 you will die. I don't mean that as some physical threat. I don't say things I don't then carry out or attempt to carry out. I'm saying metaphysically, historically, those that live by the sword die by the sword. And that doesn't just mean if you are in the military you're going to die by the sword. It means if you live by it, you're out taking with it. So I'm putting the word out, and then God's going to take care of everything. But that means working through men and women. Then said Jesus unto them, put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. They also said, go forth and buy a sword. So it's all very sophisticated. You have to have discernment to understand it. It's written so that the profane or the wicked ones don't understand it. And to them, it's all a big joke. You can pull up those Bible verses as well. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. That's King James, Revelation 13:10. That's speaking about specifically bondage and enslavement by the Antichrist forces against Christians. And make no mistake, all of this is preparation for humanity to face much bigger threats. If we have victory over this at this point, still, you know, there are much greater threats coming down the road, but this is an example of the ebb and flow in history of good and evil. You know, it says, is Twitter censoring positive replies to Donald Trump's tweets? Paul Watson's done his article. I mean, I've talked to people that know about Twitter and how it works. I just know how to use it. I call myself like on a scale of 1 to 10, knowing how Twitter works, maybe a 2. But I've talked to Twitter experts. They say it's definitely going on. They just put the negative ones at the top, and then, you know, so that way he doesn't respond to people. He says, Twitter appears to be censoring positive replies to President Donald Trump's tweets and only showing negative responses. Yeah, this has been going on for weeks. I've gone back and looked. So Paul documents all that. I'm going to take liberty and just point out that we should probably change the headline and say clear evidence shows they're censoring the responses to his tweets and manipulating his Twitter account. I mean, that's really the big issue, is they're manipulating the Twitter account. We've got screenshots of all this. And they admit they're starting to gauge everything and govern it and manipulate it. I mean, it's been going on a while. Now they're just rolling it out, which means even more worse stuff's about to happen. We're going to come back with our special guest, getting into General Flynn and how it's tied into Pizzagate straight ahead. And please support us and spread the links and the articles. They may try to censor us on big platforms, but we're huge as well. So spread those links from InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And spread the link to InfoWars.com/show so folks can find the broadcast.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready. With Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
if you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to talk to former CIA field operative. That means he wasn't just one of the little analysts up there calling for Trump's overthrow. He's a tough guy. He's going to be breaking down just the whole waterfront. I don't know all of his views on this. I've read some of it. It's pretty controversial. A lot of it ties into information I know is true, so I respect the guy. I think he's a good guy. We're going to get his take on this and how Flynn's resignation ties into the whole battle to take out the pedophiles. I know Flynn was pushing for that. So is Sessions and others. You see the pedophiles getting rolled up around the country and around the world. We told you that was coming. So there is a huge civil war inside the government going on right now. It's very sophisticated. And Trump is playing basically 4 or 5D chess. We'll see where all this goes. We're going to be talking to our guest here in just a moment. First off, I was researching the very best stuff for joints and muscles. As I get older and I work out, sometimes my joints hurt. And the biggest, hottest thing, obviously, is bone broth. and collagen. And I said, well, let's go out and produce that. And we found out the other leading competitors might put, you know, $3 of stuff in their can and sell it for $50. Well, that's not what we do. We load it with the very best, cleanest collagens out there. That comes from chickens, folks. Beef could have some issues. Bone broth, paleo ingredients, you name it. It is all in there. Alfalfa herb powder. We've got the multi-collagen complex. We've got the changa mushroom. We've got the bee pollen. The turmeric root is the big one. That helps accelerate all of the different ingredients, obviously, into the body, into the bloodstream, and clean out the cells. Turmeric is well known for all the amazing things it does. This is a big dose of it. Now, this is a little bit of cocoa and a little bit of stevia, and it tastes great. If you mix it with milk, it's even better, but a lot of folks want to be skinny. But I've been taking it with milk, and my joints, everything, have just, I mean, it's been miraculous, the few areas that were hurting, what it's done. It's the best out there, and it's less priced than many of the competitors as well. And if you go back to what humans were doing 10,000 years ago, here's a Daily Mail article, how modern humans have become weaklings compared to our ancient ancestors who could outrun and outlive today's top athletes, just the average person could. They dig up bodies in what's England today or what's, you know, what's Nigeria today, and it's, the anthropologists and archaeologists find the same deal. This is well known. Man's intelligence, humans' intelligence peaked thousands of years ago, and we've been on an intellectual and emotional and physical decline ever since then. And one of the big things they believe is people aren't grinding up bones. You used to grind up, put it in the bread. It's called the minerals, trace elements. The bone marrow is full of stem cells. Even if it's desiccated, it gets into your body. It does amazing, amazing things. Just like chicken broth. These have the chicken bones in it, you know, when you have the flu or whatever. Well, this is like a mega dose of that, a little scoop in there with your water or whatever at lunch. But in fact, I'm going to take some of this next hour for my lunch. So, again, Caveman, True Paleo Formula, available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. We have the new fluoride-free iodine and colloidal silver, as well as peppermint and tea tree toothpaste made by the biggest manufacturer of organic toothpaste in the country. And we just private label and have our own proprietary blend made with those added. It's available super blue at InfoWarsStore.com or go right to the supplement nutraceutical section at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And these aren't just great products with five-star reviews. This is how we break the back of the big corporations that want to control us by their corporate sponsorships. We have the model that's dominating the media, and no one else, I guess, knows how to figure out how to do it. I'm not bragging. It's actually crazy. I want to see other people pick this up. Direct sales to your audience. So it's a movement, voting with your dollars. So whether it's Brain Force or X2 or Super Male Vitality or Methylcobalamin, Vitamin B12 under the tongue, Secret 12, or our Biome Defense, very best probiotic. We could took us 4 years to come out with this. It's amazing, these strains. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Amino Acid, Fruit Punch Drink, Knockout Sleep Aid. We just take the 10 best-known healthy sleep aids, like valerian root, melatonin, you name it, put it in one powerful pill. Watch out if you take two of them, though. It's all over the counter. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, breaking. We have reporters in D.C. I'm tempted to try to get them on next hour. We have a Washington Post reporter coming on tomorrow. We've got a Washington reporter, Jerome Corsi, with Muslim sympathizers at CIA behind Trump leaks. And then we've also got a New York Post reporter coming on next hour. How Obama is scheming to sabotage Trump presidency with a bunker and 30,000 activists. And we now have CIA operatives that have been involved in covert actions, the type to overthrow countries, coming out saying that Trump is, quote, a domestic enemy, Evan McMullen. And he fits the cast of these guys who never actually, he's commanded people, but never been out in the field like Steele. And I'm not knocking guys that haven't been out in combat. I haven't been, you know, just as a citizen. But I'm so sick of them always running around calling for overthrows, murder, death, you know, corruption, watch your mouth, like Brennan said. Now, I don't know everything Steele's going to get into. I got some articles of his. I read them yesterday, and it's pretty shocking stuff. I just had them here in my stack, and we'll put some of those up on screen for folks. But he's saying it all ties in to the pedophiles and more. So we'll get his breakdown on that right now. Robert David Steele, thank you so much for coming on with us. You've got a bunch of websites. Which one's best for folks to visit?
Oh, robertdavidsteele.com is the easiest to remember. PhiBetaIota.net is the one with all the good stuff. It's the one with all the posts from 80 people that I curate.
Well, again, I read like three of your articles this morning, and I don't even know where to start. It makes my head spin. Let's just lay it out. Lay out the information.
Let's start with McMullen's a lightweight. This is a little man who's got no serious credibility in either the intelligence community or the real world. He's just running his mouth. I happen to be a complete independent, and I believe that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And you and Gary Null and a whole bunch of important people are starting to talk about how Donald Trump might be our one chance to take down the deep state. I absolutely believe that. Now, I've published some posts. Part of Trump's problem is that he wasn't expecting to win, and when he won by accident, I've written, it's both free online and it's also a bestseller at Kindle, Donald Trump, the Accidental President, analyzes how he won at the very end because Clinton collapsed in multiple ways.
Well, and because the intelligence agencies wanted him to win.
Well, no, actually, some of us within the...
Well, no, exactly. I'm not saying everybody, but the people that weren't at the top.
Yeah, well, there was a huge fight between John Brennan, who was representing Hillary Clinton, Wall Street, the deep state, and the Saudis, and the rest of us. And Steve Piesnak's one of my favorite people. He announced that there were white hats. The white hats were able to stop Hillary Clinton from using the same electronic fraud that she used against Bernie Sanders. She stole 13 primaries from Bernie Sanders. That was confirmed by Stanford University. They were able to stop that, and she wasn't able to steal 13 general elections from Donald Trump. But coming back to Donald Trump, his problem was that he had to get from election day to inauguration day, and he had to get through the Electoral College, the congressional validation, and inauguration day. And as you all saw, John Brennan committed treason by telling lies intended to overturn the Electoral College.
And we've never seen a CIA, I mean, in the past, if a CIA director said to the president, keep your mouth shut, they would die in a canoeing accident within hours. And I'm not even saying do that. It's just this is unprecedented.
It is unprecedented. John Brennan is, in my view, until he resigned, and maybe still today, the highest paid agent of Saudi Arabia. John Brennan is corrupt to the bone, and he should be under deep FBI investigation. But set him aside. Donald Trump is there now. The point I'm trying to make is that to get from Election Day to Inauguration Day, Trump had to make some deals, and Rince Priebus, the Judas in the White House, was part of that.
I agree. In fact, a lot of really smart top people say that's Trump's big mistake. He thought he could co-opt them because they just wanted power, and instead, no, they've got there's dirt on them. They're part of something bigger, and that's why Trump's got to get rid of them.
Priebus is, among other things, an enabler and cover-upper of pedophilia. Dennis Hassert is the tip of the iceberg. I absolutely guarantee you that Julian Assange is going to take down the Republican Party and Rince Priebus specifically.
Well, let me just stop you. I know you've got a lot of high-level sources. This is shocking right now because I've had you on for a decade. You're very respected and involved in clandestine operations all over the Middle East, all over the world. And I know you wouldn't just say this because this opens you up to a lot. Now, I'm not saying this is your opinion. I'm saying you're a guest on my show saying this right now because the media.
Oh, Alex, don't be chicken.
Well, no, okay. No, listen, I'm not chicken. I know about Hastert. I know about his connections to the Clintons. I know about the whole network. I know
okay,
it's true.
Listen, this is on me. This is on me.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is not on you. This is on me. Okay? Here's my Marine Corps serial ring. This is on me. I have for over a decade been working with a number of people on pedophilia as an elite privilege. For the Democrats, it's actually an acquired taste. John Podesta is a pedophile light. The Republicans and the elite in banking are the ones who have really made this a big league thing. There are Saudi Arabian restaurants with basements in Washington, D.C., where you can order children on the menu. Okay, this is what I have been told. I have not been to one of those restaurants. I've never ordered a child on the menu. Pedophilia is the Achilles heel, and Donald Trump has figured that out. Now, Flynn did not get fired because he called the Russians. I would remind your viewers that Henry Kissinger sabotaged the Paris peace talks and killed another 20,000 U.S. troops and hundreds of thousands of others just to help Richard Nixon get elected. Hillary Clinton sold Syria and Yemen to Saudi Arabia for tens of millions of dollars. Okay, Flynn got fired because he had the arrogance to think that he could tell Mattis and Tillerson what to do. He also managed to piss off the vice president. Flynn's call included, and this is insider information, Flynn's call included a conversation about a list of high-level pedophiles in the United States, one of whom is Mike Pence's best friend. And Flynn did not tell Pence. That eventually came out. Now, the real issue, as Dennis Kucinich has very carefully pointed out on Fox, the real issue is that NSA has been spying on all of our politicians with impunity, and the CIA is leaking highly classified information as part of a political coup d'etat. If I were in Donald Trump's shoes, I would be shutting NSA down. NSA has no legislative charter. Donald Trump has the power to shut NSA down tomorrow.
Understand, let's be clear. It's clearly illegal what's going on, and then the leaks are illegal. But let me ask you this then. So I know I've known you 10 years or 12 years. You wouldn't be saying this. You didn't at least have the sources. Clearly, they're trying to overthrow. Clearly, they're trying to overthrow Trump right now. This crazy stuff's going on. Who are the main power blocks in your view, and how is it going in the war against Trump?
All of your smart viewers know what a tiny URL is. So at tinyurl.com/memo4Trump, memo for Trump, is my memorandum to Donald Trump, which is, I am told, now in Trump's hands, in Steve Bannon's hands, and possibly in Kellyanne Conway's hands. All right? Trump has three major enemy groups. Enemy group number one is George Soros, Tom Steyer, and other billionaires who are behind what is going to be a violent American spring. The American spring is going to begin as soon as the weather gets nice with tens of thousands of paid agitators across the country. And it is going to end with 3 million people being bussed into Washington, D.C. on May Day, on the 1st of May. George Soros,
and they're testing their databases right now with these fake women marches and even fusing it with Islam.
Yes. Alex, you've covered this and you know what I'm talking about, but I don't think people are really understanding. And unfortunately, Trump doesn't have advisors who are very broad in nature. I love Steve Bannon, but I've recommended that.
Well, he's
Steve
overwhelmed. He's also getting isolated. But I don't want to. Let's go through the points. So obviously, they're going to have a 3 million march. They admit that. They're going to burn everything down.
But it's not just the left that's trying to kill Donald Trump.
The right-wing Republicans.
Dick Cheney is still Darth Vader. Dick Cheney is orchestrating penetrations of the government. And, in fact, I've recommended to Trump that he fire the director of the Office of Presidential Personnel, DeStefano, who was put in there by Priebus specifically to front-load all of Donald Trump's political appointees with moles from the establishment. Dick Cheney is hijacking this government just as he hijacked the government of George Bush. And I would point your listeners, your viewers, to a book called Vice, Dick Cheney and the Hijacking of the American Presidency. The third enemy group that Donald Trump is facing is the deep state, which is the traitors. I think there's 500 of them across the United States government who have sold out for money, for ideology, or for religion. All right? There are three different groups that are after Donald Trump, and there are three things Donald Trump has to do to survive the next 90 days. The first is an Electoral Reform Act so that he recruits the 73% that did not vote for him. The second is a Trump channel so that he can bypass the media and work through people like you and Greg Hunter and other.
Sure, you should just go on every day with press announcements himself or with others and just lay it out.
Think about a 7-minute fireside chat from the president every day, and then think about all of his cabinet officials being brought in to do 7 to 15 minute YouTubes, and then think about Donald Trump asking America a question with a tweet and using poll mole, with poll mole, I can get 150 million.
No, that's it. He must mobilize his base that's just sitting on the sideline because they're mobilizing their armies right now. We must mobilize.
Yes, but we need to mobilize the 70% that George Soros doesn't control.
This morning when I came in, I meant to get on air and say, become activists, call C-SPAN, get in the streets. What do people need to do to expose this? Just because you're dead on about their plan.
Alex, I certainly am a very humble person, and these have been 8 very hard years wandering in the wilderness. My bottom line is Donald Trump needs to sit down and listen. I have had for a number of years, I've been trying to get hold of him since July of 2015. And I wrote the first article, Countercoup, How Donald Trump Can Win. It appeared in Counterpunch, which is an excellent magazine, in August of 2015. Corey Lebakowski blew me off. Roger Stone blew me off. I visited Paul Manafort's office 5 times. He blew me off. Okay? Donald Trump is isolated. His mail is being controlled. He's not getting to sit down with people like, I'll name 5 names. Robert Steele, Dennis Kucinich, Cynthia McKinney, Ralph Nader, and Jesse Ventura. You put those 5 people in an office with Donald Trump, you announce the Electoral Reform Act, and you have those 5 people and Donald Trump barnstorm the country, 50 states in 30 days, I guarantee you, we will own this country for the people.
You're just saying with that type of diverse crowd, it would be optics for the public. This was a big table for everybody. What Trump's doing...
It's optics for the public. Donald Trump has to understand the Republican Party is toast.
Well, the Republican Party is definitely at the top out to get Trump and block the American people along with Democrats. So I see the Republicans, the Democrats, and the globalists as main.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Yep. That's who Trump models himself after is Andrew Jackson.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with
the guys are in there monitoring, the crews in there monitoring.
We took a little bacon and we took a little
Trump's hour long press conference where he is just tearing into Hillary, being connected to the Russians and the uranium and meeting with Putin secretly. He's finally doing what I have begged him to do personally. And the media is always asking, what do you talk to Trump about? And I go, well, I'll tell you this. I say, sir, please go after China openly giving money to Hillary, Saudi Arabia, and the Russians. And here's all the articles, sir. And he's sitting there, you know, writing them down while I'm talking to him. He goes, I know. And he goes, and the OPM hack. Like, you know, well, God, that was under Obama. You know, 15 million names. I'm like, I know, sir. And he's like, so if you want to know what I'm talking about Trump, it's that. I have personally begged him to do this. And so, I mean, I've said the common sense is just let the law be carried out. And of all these, you know, Republicans and Democrats, like he said during his inauguration, we're going after everybody. They've all been on the Russian payroll. I'm not attacking the Russians. That's what governments do. Or the Chinese who brag they've done it and say they're going to censor the web, the communist, then arrest them all. And I'm not looking for some purge here, but the law is the law. And I'm sick of reading the newspaper. My own hometown paper has had it three times the last 2 months in the front of the physical metro and state that I'm a, quote, Russian idiot or a Russian dupe or a Russian agent. Man, that's weird, okay? That's crazy. I just speak like two Russian words, okay? And that's the level we've reached here. And so we're going to have excerpts of that coming up. He's still going. We're getting the best clips. We've got a New York Post reporter coming on where Obama, and that's the Soros group, are literally admitting they're moving to overthrow Trump. But it shows that in the councils that people like Evan McMillan of the CIA are in, they're confident enough. So let me tell you something. You start getting on air as a person that's powerful and saying, you know, the president is a, quote, domestic enemy and he's to be overthrown. The president has, and the agencies, they follow the Constitution, have full purview. You're an outside enemy now. I mean, that is not a very good way to be staying around above the, you know, above the dirt level, above the grass. I'm not threatening this guy. I don't care about him. The point is, it's really super crazy to be saying this. What do you make of all this rhetoric, Robert David Steele?
Well, McMullen has just demonstrated that he's clickbait. He's right up there with Madonna. I think very, very poorly of him. He is being an irresponsible, unprofessional person. Donald Trump, for all of his flaws, is unshackled. And I cannot emphasize this anymore. There is one chance to restore the Constitution and restore the Republic. Now, I'm really pleased that Jeff Sessions and James Comey, who appears to have turned around somewhat, they're going after the pedophiles among the elite. A number of arrests are expected in the next week or two.
And that's putting them on notice. That's putting them on notice, isn't it?
Yes, it is putting them on notice. These people are extremely vulnerable. However, one of the problems that I have with Trump's current team is they don't seem to understand that the real enemies, the existential enemies of America, are right here at home. They are not overseas. North Korea is the Chinese's problem.
Look, Trump's got to be political some. I mean, you know, he's got to have some, if he's going to not start war with Russia and people, he's got to have something, you know, that nationalistic he's going to do.
I'll tell you what, let's make America great again, starting right here at home. What Donald Trump needs to do is restore integrity to our electoral process and our governance process. Nothing else matters. All of these platitudes about Russia and Iran and other countries are platitudes. There is one tangible thing that Donald Trump can do other than firing Rex Priebus, which is he can call for an Electoral Reform Act. And before he does that, I think he should have a very public meeting with Cynthia McKinney, Dennis Kucinich.
No, I hear you. And I've seen that you know, that plan you have. All I'm telling you is that I want to come back in 70 seconds and talk more about 474 arrests in L.A. of pedophiles and a bunch of kids actually kept in slave dungeons. That's not even on the news. That shows how it's a cover-up. Arrests all over the country. Arrests of Sandusky's son. We've got Wiener, child porn stuff. I mean, our law enforcement people told us this 3 months ago. So, I mean, this is really going on. And you know who isn't one of the pedophiles? It's Donald Trump. And Sessions isn't either. They want to go after him.